Thank you for downloading the Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast for February the 20th from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX. The US dollar and the euro had a very volatile week last week as they reacted to headlines and market speculation about the imminence of a deal in Greek debt. Eurozone politicians are due to meet today, the 20th, to rubber stamp a 130 billion euro package. Any deal reach is expected to launch a short-term rally in the euros, and risk will be on again. The US dollar will no doubt weaken. If there is no agreement, the nerves will be frayed as the March deadline looms, and in this circumstance, the US dollar could well strengthen as risk comes off the agenda. Whatever the outcome in Greece, policymakers need to make sure that the markets are convinced Greece is a one-off and that Portugal and Ireland are not going to go through the same laborious process to deal with their looming debt issues. Economic data for the US continues on the upside, while Europe's begins to show signs of a possible double dip. The German economy shrank 0.2% in the last quarter. Italy fell 0.7% and the Netherlands were down 0.7%. France was the one bright star, showing growth of 0.2% last quarter. For 2011, France grew 1.7% in total and Germany 1.5% overall. Officially in recession now are Italy, Belgium, Greece, Netherlands, Spain and Portugal. The pound continued to rise against other major currencies last week, shrugging off a threat to the UK's AAA rating. The market instead concentrated on a string of positive economic data. Retail sales outperformed market forecasts and came in at 0.9% in January, following the 0.6% rise in December. Inflation fell to 3.6%, which was a 14-month low. RPI dropped to 3.9%, mainly due to last January's VAT increase falling out of the annual figure. On the downside, the unemployment number continues to rise, 2.67 million now, 8.4% of the workforce. Thanks for listening.